Content, nice to be in orbit.
I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. In Salt Lake City, Joe, says I, him standing by my side. They framed you on a murder charge, says Joe, I never died, says Joe, I never died. The copper bosses, they shot you, Joe, they filled you full of lead. Takes more than guns to kill a man, says Joe, and I ain't dead, says Joe, and I ain't dead. I'm standing there as big as life, and smiling with his eyes. Says Joe, what they forgot to kill, went on to organize, went on to organize. In San Diego, up to Maine, in every mine and mill, where working men defend their rights, it's there you'll find Joe Hill. It's there you'll find Joe Hill. I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he.
Hello there, my lovelies. This is, in fact, Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford, and I'm Greg Zapata, and you've elected to join us once again. This is to your benefit, of course, and perhaps mine. We'll see. Anyway, it's Labor Day weekend, don't you know? And, well, hope you're having a good Labor Day weekend, whether you're grilling on the barbecue or you're waiting for roadside assistance after destroying your rental U-Haul on Starro Drive because you thought that height restrictions did not apply to you. Well, ha-ha to you, I say. That was, of course, the Dubliners with their cover of Joe Hill, what I take to be the superior modern interpretation of that song. Apologies to Joan Baez. And one of the things about this country is that in typical American extravagance, we have two Labor Days, the one tomorrow and May 1st, because that is, of course, International Workers' Day. And normally I would play a selection of the old labor tunes, but with the exception of Joe Hill, which I just love so much, I'm not going to do that. Instead, we'll get the show started with a couple numbers from Cat Stevens and The Clash, which talk about the dreariness of the workaday world. And I will also be including a song by young Bruce Springsteen, who I saw at Gillette Stadium a few weeks ago, and I think the boys still got it. But first things first, we'll get things started with a number by The Clash, which was the opener to the U.S. version of their debut album, and it has the immortal line, "You see the rate they come down the escalator, now listen to the tube train accelerator, then you realize that you've got to have a purpose, or this place is going to knock you out sooner or later. So don't complain about your useless employment, jack it in forever tonight, or shut your mouth and pretend you enjoy it. Think of all the money you got." Words to live by.
Shut up, finally. the pressure of the glass in a rocker. See the red light go down the escalator. Now listen to the two-train accelerator. When you realize that you've got to have a brother, now this place is gonna knock you out sooner or later.
So don't complain.
I'm like I used to say, Florida.
Shout your mouth
and pretend you enjoy it. Think of all the money you got. And I wanna liquefy everybody got by. I'll fuck you to the arrow, the poke up in the sky. Burn down the suburb with the half closed eyes. You've all succeed, well, that's goodbye.
So don't complain.
I thought that used to say sorry.
Done, there's always something new. The but you take them to bed, you'll never ever prove. And they've been working all day, all day, all day. He's got people who've been working for 50 years. No one asked for more money, cause nobody cares. Even though they're pretty low and their rent's in arrears. Matthew and Sam. Matthew and Sam. Matthew and Sam. Matthew and Sam. And they've been working all day, all day, all day.
And that's young Bruce Springsteen, of course, with The Promised Land from 1978's Darkness on the Edge of Town. And having seen him at Gillette Stadium with friend of the show, Matt Baskin, I'm happy to inform that Mr. Springsteen still has it. Before that, we had Cat Stevens, Matthew and Son, from his debut album, Matthew and Son, and The Clash with Clash City Rockers. And just a couple of songs for the Labor Day spirit. And we're going to pivot from Labor Day to Labor Day adjacent, would you say? Hear me out. So, here's a history lesson. You know, school's back in session, so it's time for the history lessons. Next week, we'll mark the 50th anniversary of the military takeover in Chile in 1973 that overthrew the government of Salvador Allende. For many reasons, this is a personal topic to me. I'll be happy to, you know, fill you in on the details later. But all that is to say, it's a sad occasion. But tomorrow will mark the 53rd anniversary of the electoral triumph of Salvador Allende and his Popular Unity Coalition. And I'm going to play four songs from a promotional EP that was put out during the campaign because back then, to the surprise of perhaps no one, the media was very favorable to the conservative candidates, which meant that the left candidates had to get the word out in whichever way they could. And with this type of, can-do attitude, the youth branch of the local Communist Party started their own record label called La Discoteca del Cantar Popular, known as DICAP, and they put out a four-song EP of promotional songs featuring the bands Quilapayún and Angel Parra and Isabel Parra of the very prolific Parra family. They're a family of artists, poets, folklorists, and they are still going strong three or four generations later. So anyway, these four songs were put out on a EP that was simply called Venceremos, and that's the title of the lead-off track, the electoral hymn. And the first two songs are by Quilapayún. The third song, which starts the B-side, is by Angel Parra, and then his sister Isabel Parra closes out with a song called In September, the Rooster Sings, which means, you know, victory in September. Anyway, I got them all lined up for you, and this is taken from an original wax pressing of the EP, so you'll hear some pops and scratches, but I think it adds something to it. Anyway, here's an electoral history lesson, four songs from the Chilean presidential campaign of 1970 for the Allende campaign. Venceremos, we will win.
Aquí va todo el pueblo de Chile. Aquí va la unidad popular. Campesino, estudiante y obrero, compañeros de nuestro cantar. Voz ardiente de nuestra bandera, la mujer ya se ha unido al clamor. La unidad popular vencedora será tumba del yanqui opresor. Venceremos, venceremos, con Allende en septiembre a vencer. Venceremos, venceremos, la unidad popular al poder. Venceremos, venceremos, con Allende en septiembre a vencer. Venceremos, venceremos, la unidad popular al poder. Con la fuerza que surge del pueblo, una patria mejor hay que hacer. A golpear todos juntos y unidos, al poder, al poder, al poder. Sin la justa victoria de Allende, la derecha quisiera ignorar. Todo el pueblo resuelto y valiente, como un hombre se levantará. Venceremos, venceremos, con Allende en septiembre a vencer. Venceremos, venceremos, la unidad popular al poder. Venceremos, venceremos, Allende en septiembre a vencer.
Venceremos, venceremos la unidad popular al poder.
Me mandaron una carta por el correo temprano. En esa carta me dicen que cayó preso mi hermano, y sin compasión con grillos por las calles lo arrastraron. Sí, la carta dice el motivo,
la carta dice el motivo
que ha cometido Roberto, haber apoyado el paro que ya se había resuelto. Si acaso esto es un motivo, preso voy también, sargento. Sí. Yo que me encuentro tan lejos, esperando una noticia, me viene a decir la carta que en mi patria no hay justicia. Los hambrientos piden pan, plomo les da la milicia. Sí. Habráse visto insolencia, barbarie y alevosía, de presentar el trabuco y matar a sangre fría a quien defensa no tiene con las dos manos vacías. Sí. La carta que me mandaron me pide contestación. Yo pido que se propale por toda la población, que el león es un sanguinario en toda generación. Sí. Oh, por suerte tengo guitarra. Oh, y también tengo mi voz.
El pueblo se juega entero en septiembre, compañero. Trabajo, lucha y verdad es la unidad popular. Trabajo, lucha y verdad es la unidad popular.
Nuestra patria es un camino correr con la sola voluntad de luchar para vencer, con la sola voluntad de luchar para vencer. La compañera en su puesto tiene la conciencia clara. Ella encenderá la antorcha que haremos brillar mañana. Ella encenderá la antorcha que haremos brillar mañana.
El pueblo.
Ya sabe ¿dónde están los enemigos? Cierra filas junto al pueblo y no le teme al peligro. Cierra filas junto al pueblo y no le teme al peligro. El obrero y el empleado, el minero, el pescador, se han convertido en un roble, en un solo corazón. Se han convertido en un roble, en un solo corazón. El campesino chileno la tierra conquistará. No más chilenos sin patria, no más cesantes sin pan. No más chilenos sin patria, no más cesantes sin pan.
El pueblo se juega entero en septiembre, compañero. Trabajo, lucha y verdad.
Pasado en esta tierra, se me olvidó el canto del tordo, ya ni distingo la azucena. Claro que sí, que sí, que sí, claro que sí, lo siento así. Cuando era niña me decían, mañana habrá días mejores. Me pasé la vida esperando, no se acabaron los dolores. Claro que sí, que sí, que sí, claro que sí, siempre fue así. Una que no vive en la gloria debe de arreglársela sola. Cuando los hijos tienen hambre no se tragan ninguna historia. Claro que sí, que sí, que sí, claro que sí, lo siento. Vida para el rico en la abundancia, vida del pobre que es lamento. Con la fragancia del aroma no calmaré mi pensamiento. Claro que sí, que sí, que sí, claro que sí, lo siento así. La Rosarito me ofreció allá en su rancho pan y abrigo, hasta que llegue Salvador y se terminen los martirios. Claro que sí, que sí, que sí, claro que sí, lo creo así. Me voy por este caminito, yo no he perdido la confianza. No me vengan con más engaño, en septiembre cantará el gallo. Claro que sí, cantará así, claro que sí, lo digo así. Claro que sí, cantará así, claro que sí, lo creo así.
All right, that was four from Chile, from the Nueva Canción musical movement. We had two from Quilapayún with Venceremos, the first version with the Orquesta Sinfónica Popular, and then La Carta, which was a cover of a song by Violeta Parra. And then we had two by Violeta Parra's children, Ángel Parra with Unidad Popular, Popular Unity, and Isabel Parra with En Septiembre Canta El Gallo, which is the rooster sings in September, and indeed it did. Let's pivot now to the legally mandated PSA, numbers to think about, Bitcoin energy costs. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And as we go into the scene report, local cultural goings on, I just want to give you a quick update on what was going on over this Labor Day weekend. On the 31st, there was a show at the Jungle with Thou Merciless Graves, and it was a fine, fine show. I like you had to drop out, but your friends in hell stepped in and filled in ably. And on the 1st, Rebuilder had their record release show at the Sinclair, and it was a fantastic event. Everyone turned out in style. Well done if you were there. And Rebuilder were absolutely cooking, and the standout set of the undercard, I would say, had to be Trash Rabbit. So if you're looking for something, some good local music to get into, Trash Rabbit, don't sleep on them. And then yesterday we had Hope Fest up in Salem, and it was a great 12 hours for a great cause in benefit of the North Shore Alliance for Gay, Lesbian, and Transgender Youth. And it was, you know, a special shout out to Tiffy, Daphne Blue Underworld, Pink Slip, and Time and Place, who closed out the show at Gula Gula Cafe, an establishment near and dear to my heart. Everyone did a fantastic job. And on the 16th at O'Brien's, you can see Lauren Garant of Daphne Blue Underworld and formerly Elevance and The Frills, that's for the true heads out there, Andrea Neuenfeld of Tiffy and Elephants, and Ali Bull of Greenpeace and Radio Compass make their debut as MK Naomi, and that'll be at O'Brien's. And they're going to be bringing along some of their friends for the occasion, and according to my notes, my prolific notes, they'll be bringing along See You at Rogers, Crescent Ridge, and Sorry Darling. It's an 8 p.m. show, 21 plus, $10 at the door. But next week's show, on the 10th, we're going to have a special guest for you all. Reverend Charlie will be returning from deepest exile in the Pacific Northwest to join us and take control of the ones and twos. Charlie is an old friend of mine. We did college radio way back at UMass Slamhurst, as some would call it. Certainly me, not me, though. I wouldn't debase myself by calling it that. It was UMass Amherst. Come on. But he's going to be in town. We're going to do a show together just like old times, and he's going to have some great stuff cooked up for all of you. He's working on his playlist as he speaks. He's communicating with the spirits, and I'm sure they're going to give him some good recommendations. Up next, because it is, in fact, Labor Day weekend, it's the spiritual end of summer. I know. Too bad. So sad. So we are going to start things off with a number by Massachusetts' own Jonathan Richman. It's a little song about that summer feeling.
That summer feeling, that summer feeling, that summer feeling. When there's things to do, not because you gotta. When you run for love, not because you oughta. When you trust your friends with no reason, nada. The joy I've named shall not be tamed. And that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. When the cool of the pond makes you drop down on it, when the smell of the lawn makes you flop down on it, when the teenage car gets the cop down on it, that time is here for one more year. And that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling, summer feeling.
If you've forgotten what I'm naming, you're gonna long to reclaim it one day. because that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. And if you wait until you're older, a sad resentment will smolder one day, and then that summer feeling's gonna haunt you, and that summer feeling's gonna taunt you, and then that summer feeling is gonna hurt you one day in your life. When even fourth grade starts looking good, which you hated, and first grade's looking good too, overrated, and you boys long for some little girl that you dated. Do you long for her or for the way you were? That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day. Top down on it, when the catamaran has got the drop down on it, when the flat of the land has got the crop down on it. Some things were good before and some things never were, but that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. Well, when your friends are in town and they've got time for you, when you and them are hanging around and they don't ignore you, when you say what you will and they still adore you, is that not appealing? It's that summer feeling. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. Gonna haunt you. It's gonna taunt you. You're gonna want this feeling inside one more time. It's gonna haunt you. It's gonna taunt you. You're gonna want this feeling inside one more time. One more thing. When you're hanging around the park with the water fountain, and there's the little girl with the dirty ankles, cause she's on the swings and all the dust is kicking up, and you remember the ankle locket and the way she flirted with you for all this time. How come? Well, that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. You'll throw away everything for it. You'll throw away everything for it. One more thing. Well, when the playground that just was all dirt comes haunting, and that little girl who called you a flirt, memory comes taunting, you pick these things apart, they're not that appealing. You put them together and you'll get this certain feeling. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. It's gonna haunt you. It's gonna taunt you. You're gonna want this feeling inside one more time.
Small screen July evening view. Up and down Grand Avenue, where the legends get made. forget. Part of the motorcade. Flew home from Texas last night. Slept on the flight. Work like a dog all day. Born to chase cars away. Die on the road someday. I try to remember what life was like long ago. But it's gone, you know. Climb the turnbuckle high. Take two falls out of three. Blackout for local TV. Stand in that cold, empty hall. Wait for your name to get called. Burn like hillsides on fire. In the squall of the ringside choir. High as a wire. Nearly drive Danny's nose back into his brain. All the cheap seats go insane. Open and try to think straight. No one drives on the 60 this late. I feel like the last person alive. Francisquito to Glenshaw Drive. My son gave me. Climb the turnbuckle high. Take two falls out of three. Blackout for local TV. Thank you.
And that's Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros with a cover of The Traditional Minstrel Boy, recorded, for the Black Hawk Down soundtrack. And a 18-minute version appeared as the final track of their Global Agogo album. Leading into that, we had Lo Hicimos by the great Varelli, an instrumental track to the second season of the Blowback podcast. And it's a great podcast with a great soundtrack. And I'm about halfway through the fourth season, which is on the war in Afghanistan, so as you can imagine, things are going great. Before that, we had the Haluchi Nation featuring Black Bear with the song Stadium Powwow, and that's a song that has been used in the trailer to Martin Scorsese's upcoming film Killers of the Flower Moon, and it's already being hailed as a masterpiece by the people who have seen it in advance. And the Haluchi Nation is a Canadian band that has two members, one from the Mohawk Nation of the Six Nations of the Grand River, and one from the Cayuga First Nation. And former members are from the Cayuga First Nation as well as the Nipissing First Nation. And it's a great sound, and it's going to be a great movie. You can take all of that to the bank or whatever you do with your money and your boastful bets. And we had before that the Mountain Goats, Southwestern Territory from 2015's Beat the Champ, a concept album all about professional wrestling. So, you know, they won me there. And we started off with local favorite Jonathan Richman with That Summer Feeling from 1992's I, Jonathan. And Jonathan Richman will be doing three nights, I believe, at the Somerville Theater, so I'm going to go, and you probably should too. Anyway, that's it for us here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. Tune in next week for a change in usual proceedings when Reverend Charlie joins me and takes controls of the 1 and 2. Be there or kindly be square. Bye now.